Okay, as we begin Parshas Shmos, we're going to talk about an idea medrash that we're all familiar with. I'll send this out in the chat again. Here we go. For those who it's in the chat. For those who just showed up, so let's begin. We have a well-known medrash. The medrash is actually in Parshas Balak, but it refers essentially to what's going on in this week's parsha, the parsha of the beginning of the Gula. From Mitzrayim, and also the name of the parsha is Shmos, dealing with names. What we want to talk tonight is about non-Jewish names, names that are secular. Is it appropriate to name someone like that, to use those types of names? And what are the halachos? What do we say about these things? It's really all based on a medrash. A medrash Tanchum in Parshas Balak. Yilmedeinu Rabbeinu, they taught. Bezchus ma kama dvarim nigalu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, in the merit of many things, Bnei Yisrael left Egypt. Some people say four things. Some they didn't change their names. They didn't change their language. They didn't reveal secrets. They didn't engage in appropriate actions. Where do we see they didn't change their names? Because it says Reuven v'Shimon yardu v'Reuven Shimon alu. Reuven and Shimon went down, and Reuven and Shimon left. They didn't change their language as well. Now, I often, when we discuss this idea together, we're probably all familiar with a medrash that says they didn't change their names, their language, and their clothing. You should all know that no such medrash exists. There is no medrash that puts all three together in one box. There are different medrashim that quotes each one separately, but there's no singular medrash that puts clothing, language, and names in one area. This is the source. What do we see here in the Bnei Yisaskar, in the Mamari Chodesh Nisan, says the Rebbe of Dinov. Paro gadol Paro was an expert astrologer. He understood how these things worked. The first Jew that he had a chance to control was Yosef. Tekev Sham. We see that Paro named Yosef. We don't really ever discuss that. We don't ever discuss why he gave him a name. Yosef had a name. We don't really, it's odd that he gave him a name. So it says, Vayikra Paro Shem Yosef Tzafnas Panach, the revealer of secrets. Vayetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim, but Yosef went out over Mitzrayim. Hine lav Sefer Resha, but the end of the pasuk, he went over Mitzrayim, has nothing to do with the fact that he gave him a name, Tzafnas Panach. So the Bnei Yisraeler is all confused about what the point of the pasuk is. V'nira li hakavana, the intention is, do Yosef lo ratzel hisyaches bazeh Hashem asher karu Paro. Yosef did not want to use the name that Paro had given him. He did not want to use that Egyptian name. Hagam shebevadai v'loshen Mitzrayim haya Hashem hazeh mora lechashivash serabim shalakir. So it's true. In Egypt, that was a very important name. However, Rak v'yitze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim, hani b'chol ha-michtavim ha-pekudot she-shalach. In all of the official letters and things that Yosef would use, he would never use his Egyptian name. B'michtav b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim k'derach ha-moshal. Lo hasa v'chasam es-atzma rak Yosef lo tzafnas panach. He only used his name Yosef and refused to use the name Tzafnas panach. V'lo nushakem imenu shayim ha-ivri, he would not lose his Jewish name. And the Bnei Yisraeler goes on to explain that Paro was trying to control Yosef by kind of naming him, so to speak. Like a pet, you control it by giving it a name that you're in charge. And Paro wanted to change who Yosef was, and Yosef does not listen, and Yosef does not let him. Again, holding up the idea of retaining the Jewish name. So that's all very nice in Medrash and Machshava, but what about Halacha? The first one to discuss the issue of a non-Jewish name, a secular name, and its usage is the Maharam Shik. Rav Moshe Shik, the famed Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. Now, I just want to say an interesting story. It is a bit, not ironic, but it is appropriate that the Maharam Shik is the first one to mention this. Why? Because in the biography of the Maharam Shik, in the Darkei Moshe HaChadash, they record that the name Shik is a funny last name. It's a very unique and specific last name. And the family lore of where the name comes from is that it was taken on when the Maharam Shik's either grandfather, great-grandfather, was forced by the government for the Jews to take last names. Apparently in the province where the family lived, they did not have last names. You were known as, you know, Ben whatever, or whatever your family's, you know, whatever your family's identification was. And the family, the Shik family, in a way, kind of to, you know, stick it in the eye of the government, the name they took on was a Roshei Tevos. Shin Yud Kaf is a Roshei Tevos of Shem Yisrael Kodesh, that Jewish names are holy. And the Maharam Shik is appropriate to be the one to discuss this idea. Now, he is the first one here to be Machmer. The Maharam Shik that we're going to discuss in it right now is cited in the Darkei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. It's cited in the Piskei Tshuva. So it is well known in the generation afterwards. Says the Maharam Shik. He says, Im namam shein ani yodea lechanoso so mikol makam reisi shirei lahashiv al hadavar asher shal. I need to answer the thing that you asked. Sheish bnei adam shemechanem atzma b'shem hagayim. The people are naming themselves after Gayim. Malaso, hochiach osam, you're giving them musar. Darei amru b'medrash. The Medrash says in the merit of bnei Yisrael, keeping their names, they got out of Mitzrayim. And he says that a Jew should be called to the Torah by his names. This is an important identification. And he says, Vizeh, and people were saying, you know, what do I need a Jewish name for? I just needed to be called up to the Torah. There's no real religious significance. I can go by whatever I want on the street, and whenever I get an aliyah in shul, that's fine. So he says, Vizeh davar hevel. That is foolish, vitipshus, and stupid. Ki bevada yesh bezeh iser da'oraisa. It is usher from the Torah to have a non-Jewish name. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Mikra Malay, it says in Parshas Kedoshim, Va'avdil aschem min ha'amim. I will separate you from the nations, layosli, to be for me. Umisham yafin, we learn from there in the Sifri, De'ein rishayin ledmos lehem, b'shemofen, you cannot make yourself like the goyim in any way. V'kol shehu oset ledmos lehem, if you do anything to act like them, to mix in with them, to be comfortable in their society, over al mashen amar, b'torah de'asur lanu ledmos lehem, to be like them, in the way they go and they dress, and everything they do, it is usher to act like them in their names. We must act like our forefathers and keep our Jewish names. Who else says that it's a problem to have a non-Jewish name? The Maharsham, the Rav of Brijan, the Brijan Rav in Chelek Vav in Simen Yud, says, Aval, Beam Shishintam es Shama, Vetsigo Sobekinoi, Kafisha Karna Akam, you want to be called like the Gayim, like people do nowadays. Harayesh Bezep, Pukov Mechsho, Lios Bechlal, Ma'akve Hagaula. Whoa! You're keeping back the Gaula from coming to use such a name. As Chazal say, that if it's because they didn't change their names, the Gaula came. Now, the Marsham, this question was asked about a woman who had made a covering for the Amud in Shul. She had embroidered a covering for the Amud, and the woman embroidered the item, she wrote her secular name on it. And he writes that it's improper to use such an item in a Makam Kadosh with a secular name, and if need be, they could remove the place where she wrote her name. In addition, he's not alone. The Tshuva Me'ava and Chelek Aleph, Rav Eliezer Fleckless, the Talmud of the Nodeb Yehuda, bemoans the fact that people were using secular names as well. What about a different approach, but also Asr? The Sefer Shema Yisrael Chelek Beis by Rav Yisrael Samet. So he writes at the top of the next column. He says, "Ubesvar Makadoshim, in the holy books of Kabbalah, Kasu Lizar Milakrova Banim B'Shemos Anachim, don't name your children non-Jewish names, Ki Nefesh Chayahu Shemo, because the name affects a person's neshama, and it's Mamish and Neshama Shal Adam, and it really affects the impact on the neshama, and to have the name of a guy will have an impact on the neshama." So that's more of a Kabbalistic reason. Who else has a problem? Is Rav Menashe Klein in the Tshuvas Mishnah Halachos in Chelek Dal and Siman Kuf Yadal. He actually has a bit of a twist. He doesn't agree that it's Chukas Hagayim. He doesn't think that having a secular name is acting like the non-Jews. That's not his approach. He has a different issue. He argues that it's Usur, but the issue is that Gayim don't keep Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And therefore, most Goyim don't keep Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach, he says. Again, I'm not getting into whether his points are technically correct. I'm just laying out his argument. He says, most Goyim don't keep Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and therefore they are technically Rishayim, because they don't follow what they have to do. And the Gemara in Yuma says that it's usher to name after a Rasha. He says, maybe in the past there may have been more righteous Gentiles, but he doesn't think so nowadays. And he does conclude that B'dievin, one can rely on those who are lenient, which we'll discuss below. But he says over here, Aval Kevin Shalinu B'siyasa D'Shemaya D'Asur La'asik B'Shemayu. It's Asur to take on those names, because the Gemara in Yuma says it's Asur to have a name of someone who is improper, not a good person. Therefore, that's why you should not have or use a non-Jewish name. How far does this go lahalacha? So the Klausenberger Rebbe writes in the Divrei Tzivin Eben Ezra and Simon Kuf Hei, he says, according to the Smag, that if a person who goes in the Chukas Agayim in the ways of the non-Jews, and he doesn't separate himself in the way he conducts himself, so he wants to argue technically that such a person, if you go to the second paragraph, if you change your name in order to act like a guy, to mix in with secular society, he says, Nifsa le'edus min haTorah. He says, you're pasa le'edus if you take on a non-Jewish name in order to mix in with the secular world. Wow. That's how far he goes. Now, let's look at what I'm going to call the bridge, the in-between stage. This is a tshuva from the Rogatchev Argon, Rav Yosef Rosen, in the Tzafnas Panach, which is obviously appropriate for what we said before, in Simon Reish Ayin Hei. Now, the Gon is machmer as well, but he does offer the following leniency. That there is room to rely on, and you'll understand in a moment why I appreciate this leniency. He says, Yesh Metargamin Hashem Shalashon HaKodesh. There are those people who name their children with a secular name, which is simply a translation of the Hebrew name, Balashon Acher. Kamo, Aryeh, Ubalashon Acher, Kamo, Abir Shalshem Aryeh, Zemutter. He says, the person's name is Aryeh, but the parents will name the kid Lion, something like that. In fact, Rabbi Aryeh Carmel, the famed student of Rav Dessler, would sign his name in English, Lion Carmel. This exact example. B'chein have kol shemos ha-svardim, all the Sephardic names, came b'loshon Aravi, Targum Shoshon HaKodesh. The Arabic names are translations of the Hebrew. V'har b'yesh b'zel arach, and there's a lot to say about this, al-koponim, rak te-hechid ha-metargum shaloshon HaKodesh, b'bir shaloshon l'rech paslan klai. He says there's no issue with a secular name if it's a translation of the Hebrew name. We find this in Yiddish all the time, right? We have a Tzvi Hirsch, and we have Aryeh Leibs, which is he's referring to before, and other similar things. Shneur Zalman's, all those different, not Shneur Zalman's, Shlomo Zalman's, things like that, where the Yiddish is a translation of the Hebrew, and that is fine. Obviously, I appreciate that, because my English name matches my Hebrew name. So according to the Rogatchover, I'm certainly in the clear. But what about for everybody else? So Rav Menashe Klein in that tshuva wonders why none of the Achronim who are Machmer cite this tshuva of the Maharashtam. And this tshuva of the Maharashtam is going to become really the focal point for those who are lenient to have and use a secular name. The Maharashtam, Rav Shmuel de Medina, who lived in the 1500s, in the 16th century, one of the great Sephardi Gedolim, has a tshuva where he writes about this. Listen to this question. He says, She'ila, Elu ha'anusim, those people who had to flee or had to act as conversos in Portugal and Spain, v'yulahem shemos k'shemos agayim, they had to take on non-Jewish names, v'achar shavo l'vakash l'Hashem, they eventually were able to escape and to do tshuva, v'yastorasu mishanim shemam l'shemos b'nei Yisrael, they wanted to bring their names back to Jewish names, v'yishlem tzorach l'chtov, mimakom asher heim, yoshim v'yadusam, elamakom, asher haya lahem shemos k'shemos. They have to engage in some sort of correspondence and business, some sort of dealing with different type of people and different type of and different types of secular people. So they need to use their secular name. Im lekarveim lemishenose venose mimonam. They're in business. Im yichol lechtov v'shosam shem k'shemus kasher yol begayusam. Can they use their gaish names? So says the Maharashtam, and he's going to bring two proofs for why using a secular name is allowed. He says, "Emes ki midas chasidus lo kamina devade midas chasidus ulaharchek adam atzum b'chol min harchakos shevshar." He says, "I don't even think it's a midas chasidus to have not use a secular name, and if it was, I would tell you to be careful about it. But I don't even think it's a problem at all." He says, "Achein ma hadin nira beinai davar barur she'im bezeh chashash yisro klal." There's no issue at all. "Biafa gavdelachor rahayin nira lahavik tzasurai la'isro mimashakosav atur." And he says the Torah writes in Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin that it's also for a person to say that he's a guy in order to save himself. A person is not allowed to say, "I am non-Jewish," if that will save him from being killed. Shalula Hargu. Kaman Shomer Hu Goya Re Modul Adatim, because if you save your Goya, you're essentially saying you ascribe to their belief system, and that makes you a kofir b'ikr. That's what the Torah says. So the Marashtam says, if I use my secular name, is that not acting like a Goy? Vayomer Omer Dehechinami Kaman Shakar Atma B'Shem Goya Lakomer Shu Goy V'Aser. So he says, Mikom Mako Migam Yesh Binir Hu Yoser Seish Hu Latzil Atma Min Amavis Afilu Achi Aser. He says, well, you know, if I can't even save my life to use acts like a non-Jew, how can I use it in business? So he goes on to explain, El Shanira Belis Safik, without question, Sha'achar Ion, with investigation, Kol Tehu Yimsa Adam Sha'adinhu Shu'i Mutter L'Virai L'Davar, Mamash Sha'amru Bin Adarim. He says, I'm going to show you from the Gemara Nadarim. What's the Gemara Nadarim Samach Beis talking about? Rava says, Shari L'Tzurma Rabbanan L'Memar. It's permissible for the young rabbinic scholars to say, Avdi Denura Ana Lo Havina Acharga. They're allowed to say that they are, you know, priests, fire priests for the local Avodah Zarah in order to get out of paying the head tax. My taima. Lavruche Are Mine Hudamar. Because essentially you're chasing away a lion. Meaning, and Rashi is going to explain, Da avda nura hainu eved shel avodah zarah plonis. The person is going to say, you know, I work for this, you know, I'm a priest of this, you know, non-Jewish avodah zarah. So he says, Rashi seems to say that's allowed. That's not a problem. There's no issue there. Shadvarim kavachomer ben benosh shel kavachomer. How much more so? Da hash da hasim shemar asasim beferish eved avodah zarah. You're going to act like an oved avodah zarah mipnei ze peturim mahamas in order to get out of paying a tax. Mutter mishum demuchach milsetlo amr hachi ala pture mecharges, in order to get out of a tax. Hach minin dinan, in our case, in business, shu yehudi vovod Hashem, veinu omid hu asa b'makum sholech sham haksav, v'shinam mar chazikos olagoyim lagoy, ela kadeshim yavo haksav biyad lagoy lo hafsidum nechasav. He says, certainly, in order to not lose in business, if it's going to help if you use a secular name, by all means. He says, pashut it's mutter, and he says it's not a problem. And he says, without a suffix, you're not faking anything, they understand what's going on, and he doesn't see it's a problem. He says, Aval shemus hagoyim einam asurim liyehudim, but it's not usur to use non-Jewish names. And the raya, the greatest proof is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Gittin says that Gittin habayim medinas hayam, if they send a get to Eretz Yisrael from overseas, even if the get contains names, non-Jewish names, he says, because most of the, we know that it came from a Jew. Why? Because most of the Jews who live outside of Eretz Yisrael have non-Jewish names. Says the Marashtam, what greater proof is that? The Gemara in Gittin says that a get is kosher with a non-Jewish name, and we know it came from a Jew, and it's reliable that it came from a Jew, because most of the Jews in Chutz La'aretz have non-Jewish names. So he says, "De lo ika came ben Eretz Yisrael l'Chutz La'aretz al rov." He says, not the case, right? If a get in Eretz Yisrael, we assume they're going to have a Jewish name. V'lo tem, he says, dafka, the top of the next column, Shemus haragil miYisrael. Maybe it's only names that are shared by Jew and non-Jew. Yisrael v'goyim yachad. Aval shemus mufakim l'goyim, but purely non-Jewish names. Lo sharei. It's not the case. Because he quotes the Rush, who explains why any type of secular name would be fine. And he says the last line here: Hare beferish she Yisrael shekari asma b'shem shemus goyim mufakim. A Jew who uses a totally secular non-Jewish name, Yisrael Kashavi, is 100% a kosher Jew, for kosher lichton beget, and he's kosher to sign on a get. So the Marashtam is pretty clear. He brings a fantastic proof. It's really hard to argue with this. Rav Menashe Klein agrees in theory to his argument that the Gemara in Gittin assumes that non-Jewish names are kosher in Lechatchila without a problem. Let's fast forward to contemporary times, to the Igros Moshe of Rav Moshe Fein. So Rav Moshe has actually a lot of tshuvos about this, and he says as follows. This is Or HaChaim Chelek Dal and Siman Samech Vav. He says, Hinei bedavar shemo shalaz, he says, regarding secular names, shekasavti shafshu davar maguna, he says, it's not nice to have a secular name. Well, eno oser, it's not iser. Shelchein chazidin shekame shemo shalaz mechol medina medina. He says, He says, we find many, many secular names in different countries amongst Jews. Nasu b'meshach hazman de galus, throughout our galus, throughout our exile. Ha'arach sh'schalfu medinos, that happened while we lived there. And Rav Moshe goes on to say, we have people like Rabbeinu Vidal, we have Maimon, the father of the Rambam. Maimon is not a Jewish name. And many of the Amoraim had Aramaic names as well. And we're going to explain in a moment, but he repeats this idea in Igros Moshe Ibn Ezra Chayla Gimel Sim Lamed Hey. He defends himself in a tshuva to Rabbi Emanuel Ra'avad, the famous rabbi who goes around building mikvos, in Igros Moshe Orachayim Chayla Kesim and Yud, as well. And Rav Moshe goes on to say a very important thing. And he says, but what about that medrash, right? But what about the medrash that didn't change their names? What happened with that? You know, what happened over there? So what about the idea that Loshinu Hashemam? So listen to Rav Moshe's brilliant explanation. He says, the fact that the Medrash praises the Jewish people, the Galus Mitzrayim, Loshinu Hashemam, they didn't change their names, Hulakoda Matan Torah, that was before the Torah was given, Shohaya Heker Gadol B'Shvil Kiyam HaMitzvos B'nei Noach. Because before the Torah was given, what distinguished the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov from everybody else? There were no mitzvos. Everybody kept somewhat Shev Mitzvos Bnei Noach. You know, it wasn't like, what was to distinguish them? Shelachem b'shvil ha'amuna shi'galu v'ratzu shuni karim shem Yisrael. In order to keep up the idea and the fact that they were Jewish, hinhigu lahakpid shelo yishnu ha'shemam, they did not change their names. Because that distinguished them as Jewish people. V'lo yishnu ha'shloshonim, they didn't change their language. Umitam z'shayich zeh la'gula. You're right. That brought the gula when they had literally nothing else going for them. Having a secular name would have been a problem. Aval acher matan Torah, says Rav Moshe. But after the Torah was given, elanu chiyuv medina. There's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah to have a secular or a Jewish name either way. V'gam lo minyani zihirus or musar. It's not even musar. Alamash nitzavinu hatarig mitzvos ledoros v'hamitzvos nitzavru lushah. He says, do you know what distinguishes us as Jews? 613 mitzvos. That's our job. And if it's not 613 mitzvos, that's not our issue. Our rabbis weren't careful about this because that was before the Torah was given. But once the Torah was given, there's plenty that distinguishes us and separates us from the non-Jews. And it's not even a maila or something, you know, extra chumrah to keep. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe Rechaim Chelek Hey. He says, however, aval shemos hashayachim l'avodah zara, if the secular name has a root in avodah zara, kahad dekamarim before samim l'chadoma, like it's a famous saint or it's a famous priest, something like that, v'aday asr l'kro, bein l'gavre, bein l'nashay, whether it's a man or a woman, aflo l'kin l'tziruf ba'alma, it should not be used in any form, so don't name your kids, you know, Christian, you know, things like that. Those types of names you want to stay away from. Good. Let's turn now to one more halachic source, and then we'll bring to contemporary times and bring it to a conclusion. Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein, in his Cheshukei Chemed in Ksuvas and Daf Kuftal Mabez, was asked the following question. She'ela. Ma'ase bepalit Shoah. There is a survivor of the Holocaust. Shehechlit likro lebeno shalolo. He decides to name his son Al Shem Nachri after a non-Jew, Chasid Umosa Olam, a righteous Gentile who had saved Shehitzil Eschayav Mechayos Hatarif HaNatzim, who saved him from the Nazis. Ukeis Shol Habein Im Yesh Pagam B'Shem Zeh. Now the son grew up with this name, and the son wants to know, is there something wrong with his name? So look what he says. He says V'hinei, B'tshuvas Ma'aram Shek, Kasam, and he goes on to quote the whole Ma'aram Shek. And then he says, Ach ein ze domel in yodeinu. He says, but that is not our case. He says, the Ma'aram Shek, and this is a big qualification. I don't know if the Ma'aram Shek would say this, but Rav Zilberstein wants to say this. He says, the Ma'aram Shek is only talking about a Jew who gives her kid a secular name because he wants to escape Torah and Mitzvos. He wants them to blend into society and have no connection to Judaism. The guy wants to have a karas latov for the non-Jew who saved him. Lo shayach iser zeh. It is certainly not usser. But kol shekein lefimash mevor b'maharik, and he quotes the Maharik, dein iser mishum b'chokoseim, ala b'davar shenagu ba'ov de kochom l'shem putzus, o b'davar shenagu l'minag l'chok al tam ein davar tam. He said, we generally follow, and this is the sheet of the gra, where do I know to apply b'chokoseim lo selecha? How do I know if it's permissible for Jews, not permissible for Jews, right? I'm wearing a tie, right? I'm wearing a tie. Maybe it's b'chukoseim lo selecho, right? Maybe that's a problem. So the Ma'arik says, it's only an issue to go like the non-Jews if its source is an Avodah Zarah or Pritzus. Okay? Avodah Zarah or Pritzus. And he also says, if it's Ein Tam B'davar, if there's absolutely no logical reason at all. So some may argue, as Hasidim do, that ties have no reason. I hear their point. They're pretty annoying. But for us in America, it just seems to be the style of fashion about how men dress for particular occasions. We probably would not call that Ein Tam B'davar. This is not similar to, but not too indifferent, not too different to the famous reason why we have buttons on the arms of our jackets, right? Because we know in the army of Louis whatever, the soldiers would wipe their faces on their uniforms and they would get dirty and it drove the king crazy. So you put buttons all on the arms so they wouldn't be able to wipe their hands, their faces on their arms, and it eventually got too crazy and they pulled it back, but the buttons stayed. So all types of reasons for fashion and things like that. But if it's not a Avodah Zarah and it's not pritzus, it's not inappropriate, there's no issue. Okay? Because if not, we would have to assume that it might come from some sort of secular, from some sort of Avodah Zarah type of source. Something that has a purpose, it accomplishes something, that's mutter. If there's no reason, we try to avoid it. Okay? Now we quote one more source, and this will come almost to an end. Rizal Rusin quotes a famous comment in the Sefer Yosifun. Yosifun is a semi-translation of the work Josephus. There are a lot of differences, and there's a lot of similarities, but the source, the earliest source, I think, is from the book Yosifun. In Yosifun in Perikei, they tell the famous story of Alexander the Great, Alexander Mokdan, who bikesh lahamid selim shelo b'mikdash, who wanted to put a statue of himself in the base of Mikdash, kadei shelo l'zikaron, so that he should be remembered as this great conqueror. V'amr lo kohanim shetach hazeh. And the kohanim came to Alexander and said, I'm sure we all know the story, ha-kohanim yikru l'b'neim sheyoldu b'shanazu al shmo. If you don't put your statue in the base of Mikdash, we'll name all the kohanim kids named that they're born this year after you, Alexander. And that is how the name Alexander became a Jewish name. That's how the name Alexander became a Jewish name. You have names Alexander Ziskind. Ziskind is a Yiddish of Alexander. And that's how it became a Jewish name. He says, look in the Gra, in Or HaChaim Simen Kufla Mitesh, Shemavor Medvav She'asu Kein Mishim Eva. They did this in order to, not get hurt. Aval Kopanim Yizeh She'asu Kein. Nevertheless, the Gra says, She'yesh Makar Ledino Shel Ramah, that this is a source that if it was done out of Eva, out of being afraid, it's mutter, you can call somebody up to the Torah with such a name. Vim came into Nenu Sot over here, you can call the kid after this guy who saved your life, and that's fine. And he says, look in the Besamim Rush, we're not going to get into the controversy of the Besamim Rush right now, who also says, and therefore, it would come out, halacha lamaisa, that those of us who have secular names, you have more than enough to rely upon from the Ma'arashtam, and the Gross Moshe, and Rav Zilberstein, and those who want to go the other way to be Machmer, for those certainly have a Torah line as well. And then there's those of us who sit in the middle ground, whose English name matches your Hebrew name. I just want to end with a beautiful, beautiful story, which is actually about Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld, Olav HaShalom, who passed away recently, in a good convention. There was a number of young rabbanim who were being picked on because of their names. If you look over here on the left side, this is from the journal Hapardes in Shana Lamed Hei, the 35th year, Choveres Dalad. It says that Rabbi Nissen Telushkin Medaber al Rabbanim Atzirim. He was complaining about the the young rabbis. Shilifnim limdu hilchos avelus. You know, they're in smicha learning hilchos avelus. Vayom hilchos gerim. And all of a sudden, like this little, you know, whippersnapper is doing conversions. And then he went on to complain. Hu medaber al cherpa, the embarrassment, shel rabbanim atzeirim, yeshem shemos nachrim, that the young rabbis have secular names, Rav Sidney, Rabbi Arthur, and complaining about these rabbis. So what's the background over here? So Rabbi Rakefet, in his biography of Eliezer Silver, on page 261, so he explains a little bit what went on over here. And he says that on one occasion at a good convention, one of the youth leaders was introduced as Fabian, the name he regularly used. This is Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld. An old-timer shouted out from the audience that it was disgraceful that an Aguda leader should bear such a non-Jewish name. To this, Rabbi Ezra Silver quickly rose and retorted, if one of the authors of Tosfos was known as Rabbeinu Peter, then our young colleague can be called Fabian. And he was defended on the spot. So, everybody has a proper name, a proper Jewish name, a secular name if need be, and each one should be happy in the names that they have been given. Okay.